the walls of Gaddafi's Benghazi compound. Till they were breached a week ago, a forbidden place for more than 40 years. Inside, we found Saad with a chilling story to tell. He took us to the middle of the compound and disappeared into a hole in the ground.
They had a cap. They had a cap to this.
This was capped with concrete.
Capped with concrete and capped with fresh mud.
We followed through the narrow space to hear what he'd found here.
I can see things from here. When I came in here last night, we took seven people out, barely alive.
There were seven people.
What Saad here is saying is that around 6:30 last night, having listened and heard the sounds of people crying for help underground, they eventually found this cell that was built very recently. They found seven people in here, apparently buried alive. There's no door, there's no way in. They're just these wooden pillars holding up cement freshly laid over the cell. The only way they could breathe was through that white plastic pipe up there that was letting some air in. The seven people they found in here, they say, were a mixture of soldiers who apparently had rebelled against Gaddafi and civilian protesters. They'd been taken to hospital, some of them barely alive, we've been told. Nearby, they were looking for more buried prisoners. If there are any, they'll have to have survived for almost a week. This was Gaddafi's subterranean stronghold in the east. Tunnels that were stacked high with arms till a week ago. Labyrinth, storing every kind of weapon.
So in this box it says anti-tank jet engine round.
Surrounding the compound are high windowless walls. No one could peer into this secret world. This is the villa where Gaddafi would stay. Around a garden, a complex of rooms. Every trace of luxury has now been destroyed. Gaddafi's paranoia means the villa extends underground. Another maze of rooms and an exit tunnel for easy escape.
This one here, this one here, these are all of his followers.
Every trace of Gaddafi's been stubbed out here. Fadi told us he was tortured by his secret police. Can't quite believe the nightmare is over.
I feel like I'm a newborn. Now I'm going to live a new life. I'm going to learn new things after the 17th of February.
Graffiti across the compound ridicules Gaddafi. For years, his clownish antics were a distraction from his worst excesses. Now they're being unearthed for the world to see. Dominic Waghorn, Sky News, Benghazi.